The discovery of an almost incurable strain of tuberculosis in Papua New Guinea's capital has renewed concerns about the potential for the disease to spread to Australia. Two people in Port Moresby have been diagnosed with extensively drug-resistant TB, but Australian experts believe that's just the start. And with daily flights to Australia, they fear it's only a matter of time before the disease surfaces here. Liam Fox reports.
Sources in PNG's health sector have told the ABC a 29-year-old woman living in Port Moresby was diagnosed with extensively drug-resistant tuberculosis late last month. In July, a 43-year-old man was the first person in the city to be diagnosed with XDR-TB, as it's known. His situation highlights the inability of PNG's health system to successfully treat the infectious disease. First diagnosed with TB 2 years ago, he was hospitalised in January last year, but since then, the disease has morphed from multi-drug-resistant TB to extensively drug-resistant TB.
Well, that's a huge concern because Port Moresby is the epicenter of the general TB load, and of course it's the centre point of travel to all parts of Papua New Guinea, so that's a huge concern.
Dr. Paizon Dakulala is the Deputy Secretary of PNG's Health Department, and he's confirmed the diagnoses of XDR-TB. He says while the new cases are alarming, of greater concern is the rise in the number of cases of the lesser but still extremely serious form of the disease, multi-drug-resistant tuberculosis, or MDR-TB. Dr. Dakulala says there are around 100 cases of MDR-TB in Port Moresby alone. In response to the latest figures, Dr. Dakulala says a health emergency has been declared in the National Capital District, as well as PNG's Gulf and Western provinces.
There are patients who are like on the loose and no one knows where they are. So what this response will do is to find not just those ones, but also go proactively to find out those that are suspects and get them on treatment.
To beat tuberculosis, a patient must adhere to a strict daily regime of drugs for several months. If they stop, the disease develops a resistance, requiring a more toxic and more expensive cocktail of antibiotics. If the treatment is not followed, the disease morphs into the highly contagious, almost incurable, extensively drug-resistant form of TB. Australian respiratory physician Dr. Stephen Vincent isn't surprised XDR-TB has surfaced in Port Moresby.
The reason that the two cases have recently cropped up is because they've actually opened up their proper TB lab, which can diagnose it. So I suspect that Port Moresby's actually had unknown XDR for a couple of years, and now that they're starting to look for it, they're going to find it.
Dr. Vincent treated a Papua New Guinean woman who was brought to the Cairns Base Hospital with XDR-TB in 2012. She was from Daru Island in PNG's Western Province and died after nearly a year of treatment in an isolated ward. In recent years, Australian authorities have focused on the potential for drug-resistant TB to spread from Western Province through the islands of the Torres Strait to Queensland. Dr. Vincent says Port Moresby now represents a potentially greater threat as a source for the disease to spread to Australia.
If someone who was living in Port Moresby recently diagnosed with TB, especially extensive drug-resistant TB, they could potentially just jump on a plane and come to Australia. And the trouble is once drug-resistant TB gets into the population, it's extremely difficult to eradicate and very expensive to treat.
Respiratory physician Dr. Stephen Vincent ending Liam Fox's report.